the exact same view.
"We're home," whispered Annie.
The woods were lit with a golden late afternoon light. The sun was about to set. No time had passed since they'd left.
"Jack! Annie!"
a voice called from the distance.
"That's Mom," said Annie, pointing.
Jack saw their mother far away. She was standing in front of their house. She looked very tiny.
"Annie! Jack!" she called.
Annie stuck her head out the window and shouted,
"Coming!"
Jack still felt dazed. He just stared at Annie.
"What happened to us?" he said.
"We took a trip in a magic treehouse," said Annie simply.
"But it's the same time as when we left," said Jack.
Annie shrugged.
"And how did it take us so far away?" said Jack. "And so long ago.
You just looked at a book and said you wished we could go there," said Annie.
"And the magic treehouse took us there."
"But how?" said Jack.
"And who built this magic treehouse? Who put all these books here?"
"A magic person, I guess," said Annie.
"A magic person?"
"Oh, look," said Jack. "I almost forgot about this." He reached into his pocket and pulled out the gold medallion.
"Someone lost this back there, in Dinosaur Land. Look, there's a letter M on it."
Annie's eyes got round.
"You think M stands for magic person?" she said.
"I don't know," said Jack. "I just know someone went to that place before us."
"Jack! Annie!"
came the distant cry again. Annie poked her head out the window.
"Coming!"
she shouted. Jack put the gold medallion back in his pocket. He pulled the dinosaur book out of his pack and put it back with all the other books. Then he and Annie took one last look around the treehouse.
"Goodbye, house," whispered Annie.
Jack slung his backpack over his shoulder. He pointed at the ladder. Annie started down. Jack followed. Seconds later, they hopped onto the ground and started walking out of the woods.
"No one's gonna believe our story," said Jack.
"So let's not tell anyone," said Annie.
"Dad won't believe it," said Jack.
"He'll say it was a dream," said Annie.
"Mom won't believe it," said Jack.
"She'll say it was pretend."
"My teacher won't believe it," said Jack.
"She'll say you're nuts," said Annie.
"We better not tell anyone," said Jack.
"I already said that," said Annie.
Jack sighed.
"I think I'm starting to not believe it myself," he said.
They left the woods and started up the road toward their house. As they walked past all the houses on their street, the trip to dinosaur time did seem more and more like a dream. Only this world and this time seemed real. Jack reached into his pocket. He clasped the gold medallion. He felt the engraving of the letter M. It made Jack's fingers tingle. Jack laughed. Suddenly he felt very happy. He couldn't explain what had happened today, but he knew for sure that their trip in the magic treehouse had been real. Absolutely real.
"Tomorrow," Jack said softly, "we'll go back to the woods."
"Of course," said Annie.
"And we'll climb up to the treehouse," said Jack.
"Of course," said Annie.
"And we'll see what happens next," said Jack.
"Of course," said Annie. "Race you."
And they took off together, running for home.